Here we go. There you go. You ready? Okay. Well, welcome to our seventh session of the Ascended Masters of Light. And we're very pleased to have you here today, and we're very excited about today. So Milena is here. So if you'll say hello, Milena.
Hello, Milena.
There she is.
Yes.
Yay. So we're very excited about our session today because new upgrades will be put in play. These upgrades will certainly have an effect on us physically, mentally, and emotionally, as well as spiritually. So let's begin. First, we will have a centering meditation led by the four archangels. And of course, those are, Michael, Gabriel, Uriel, and Raphael, the gang. Next, Joan and Milena will discuss the many concepts and energetics that were precisely put in play throughout our time together in this series of seeding of the divine image. This will be followed by a teaching by the Council of 12 through Joan. At the conclusion of these teachings, our sessions will be completed. So now, please welcome the four archangels to lead us in our centering meditation.
Okay, if everybody will get centered now in their sacred heart center, be very present in this moment. Greetings, beloveds. We are the four archangels, and we are here with you today in that quadratic configuration. We are here with purpose and intent. It is for the purpose of meeting in such refined energetic frequencies that everything that is brought through today can be received and integrated easily. So we, as the four archangels who have been with you now for a few years, to not only support you, guide you, teach you, but form a boundary of protection so that you can stay in that stableness in your sacred heart. So you were asked today to come prepared, and that you have done. And this is so important. As we move forward in these teachings and in this process, this year is drawing together everything that we have taught to you, all of the energetics that we have dispersed to you throughout the last 5 years, the seeding of the divine. And we are taking each part of that and upgrading it into who you are in the present moment. So with that said, know yourself in this moment in your light body. See the brilliance of that light garment, very distinctly marked with the sacred letters of the source of your being. Yod, hey. Bob, hey. And in your brilliance, Enter now into your macabre vehicle of light and go to the center, that valuable center of the Merkaba. See yourself, know yourself in this very moment, holding a frequency of 150% light. For you truly are a being of great light. Take a deep breath. Be that light. Holding that light. So now, let us begin this session. Malena and I would like to discuss with you some of the valuable energetics and teachings that have been put in place. And throughout those 5 years, many of them have been upgraded. So we are going to touch on a few of those because all of them by the end of this year will be upgraded into this present time and energetics that we have grown in and now have the ability to not only hold within ourselves, but to transmit. So, Malena, do you want to start?
So, from time to time, we go back and kind of look where we've been to see how far we've come. And, you know, we know we've done some really amazing things, but it's always kind of is striking to me when we're putting together like a list of some of the things we've done and just really see it all together. And this is not going to be an extensive list. We're going to touch on some of the high points and some, including some of the upgrades that we've been doing since the beginning of this year. So, you know, one of the most, well, everything's significant. So, you know, I could say for each one of these things we're going to mention, everyone was the most significant, but they all worked hand in hand because it took the first one for the second one to come and so on, because everything is built on what has come before. So going back to 2016, when we opened those first time locks, the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional time locks, that was the beginning of everything. And everything that we have been able to do since that time has been predicated on our ability to open, receive, ground, integrate the templates. And, you know, we have gone through now four iterations of the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional time locks. And you can, you all know from 2016 to now how far we've come and how those have increased. So that's the very first thing we want to bring up. Joan, you want to say anything else about that?
Well, I just want to say, you know, in 2016, we were really kind of babes in the woods when I look back on it now. myself included, I had no idea when Metatron said to me, "You ought to have a crystal conference." And I said, "Oh, well, yeah, well, I can do that." And had I known what he had in mind back then, I probably would have been shaking in my boots. But he is a very kind, kind being, and he just gives you what you can take at any given moment. So even when we were able to unlock those time locks, we understood perfectly about that fifth dimensional time lock and how we had to stabilize that in our body and hold that And we thought we did a good job, and we did at the time. However, it can't hold a candle to the stableness that we can hold today because of all the upgrades. So things have evolved every single year in the preciseness of the placement of these teachings has amazed me. The one thing I wanted to say about those four iterations of the light templates is these things had to come unlocked in the fullness that they are now present in the time, in this time frame, in order to all, have all of those teachings usable. Because until those time locks were unlocked from the time sequence, a lot of our mental emotional work was not stable because we didn't have the stability in our mental emotional body. We didn't have the, in that first year, we didn't have the element of love. I mean, we knew about it, but we didn't, that time lock was not unlocked fully to where it was usable. And that element of love is part of the paradigm of fifth dimension. So it was crucial that these particular light templates were unlocked because they pertain to our physical life experience and how we create it more efficiently and effectively. So I just wanted to bring you that because I didn't realize it until we started in this new series that these time locks, I knew they were important, but I didn't realize that they were a crucial part of our ascension process because those energetics were important and all of the teachings and all of the tools that we learned could not be 100% effective as we would like without them. So the fact that they are now open, the fact that they were placed every time an iteration was opened, that they were placed within that star tetrahedron. We didn't know that. And then the star tetrahedron was merged with the white star tetrahedron, which is all about love and unity. So that is a significant piece to understand and to know. So I wanted to kind of voice that today. Milena?
So one of the other major things we've done is upgrading our triadic systems. And, you know, and there's still more to go with that. And we also, you know, added that fourth triad. So all of those things are changing all of the dynamics and the frequency of all the way down to your physical body and to your cellular level as well. But then you bring in to that the energetics of those fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional time sequences, the time locks, you know, so then expands and you begin to see this tapestry forming when you can look back and see it from our now perspective. And it's quite an amazing, beautiful array of light. It's splendid, actually.
Yeah, just the stableness itself. You can feel it. It's not 100% yet because we're working on our mental emotional body, bringing in these things that will heal the fracture. But, you know, in our daily life, when we're triggered or when someone upsets us, you drop below that 150. You can't maintain that yet, but that's coming.
Then we also working, well, unlocking the time locks was to help stabilize the electromagnetic fields first for ourselves and our own body, but the planet as well. And again, with each upgrade, more stabilization came in from those fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional time locks as we open each one. So everything happened, you know, in a sequential way with great precision.
Yeah, that still is, until you look back on it. And especially when they ask us to review that 2016, especially the first three sessions, and many of us went through the whole year and the actual conference, you can see the difference because there is such, in 5 years, there's such a difference in the energetics and the volume that we're able to hold. It's never a goal. As far as I'm concerned, it's about building, continually building our mastery and being who we are in a more consistent way. And that equilibrium and balance through the six-dimensional light template that is provided really stabilizes that electromagnetic field around their body, in our emotions, in our mental body. It has such value.
Then you can look back over these last, or since 2016 for sure, and you can see all the many upgrades in our light body. And look how it has changed and how much more brilliant it is and how much more light it holds and the higher frequency that it vibrates in. So again, it's all comes back. It's another thing we have been able to achieve with all of these other components and energetics having been put in place.
Well, thanks to Milena, there's another aspect to this, and that's those light packets that came in that 2016 and the information about it. And then that was expanded on tremendously because it had such, they had such value in affecting our DNA, our actual physical human body. Mostly it was related to our spiritual evolvement, but that you are going to see soon, it was crucial, and that those DNA strands will continue to be activated.
Of course, over all these years, including this one, you know, the upgrades to the Merkaba vehicle of light and Merkaba field. So that has been tremendous and has provided a lot of stability for us. And bringing this up to 150%, you know, was a huge game changer. And it's, you know, we're still learning how to stabilize and to be able to step into and use that 150%. I know I certainly cannot maintain it. And that's okay, you know. So when we, particularly when we come together and we enter our crucible, it's going to become easier and easier for us to do it and recognize it. But in my day to day life, you know, I understand my goal is not to hold that at 150%, but just hold. I let my frequency just self regulate where it needs to be for what the task I am doing at hand. So, you know, so don't set a unreachable goal for yourself, because you do want to be able to maintain and stay grounded in the body, because that without the body, none of this, you can't do anything with this. So it's important. And but again, for me, that going to 150% has been a game changer. And now that has set in place a foundational piece that everything else that's going to come this year, you know, it will be as a result of us being able to move into that 150%.
I think it's extremely valuable to hold that, to be able to hold that in our Merkaba, in our, for lack of a better word, our crucible. I mean, it's so much more than that since the upgrade, because we are able to comprehend and receive much more efficiently and then integrate. So one other thing that we were given and was constantly and not talked about, really, and that's that etheric crystal that was given to us by the Andromedans. And it resides in this lake portal here, which is overseen by the four archangels. And they are the ones that came to me and asked me to do this process to set up this lake portal, because they were going to use it as a clearing mechanism in that one, the very top level of the crystalline grid, which was so embedded with poverty and fear and all of those things. So I did that. I followed their directions. It took a few weeks and meditation and going there and doing what they ask. And then they said, you're done. We're finished. Leave it alone. So that happened in 2006. And they didn't come back to me until 2015 and said, oh, by the way. And then that's when everything started with sitting in the divine. That's when we were gifted with the Andromedans. It was only supposed to be for that one conference. That's correct, isn't it?
That's what we thought going in, yes.
Right.
And then so they were amazed about how much it was able to benefit us and help us to hold those frequencies. So then they said, wow, we like this. And so,
yeah. And so, of course, the archangels have been nurturing it and taking care of it. And it has since moved out of its, it hasn't moved. It has expanded tremendously, miles in every direction. But I had to go out in our boat to actually go to the entry point. And it's so massive now, I can stand on my deck and feel it.
Or you can feel it from inside your house.
I live here, so I don't know.
Yeah. Well, when I walk in the door, it's like, oh, hello, because it's just right there. I mean, it's just pulsating constantly.
I had this big crystal that I brought with me from Little Rock, and it was a good size. It was in my house. And when I moved here, it told me it wanted to go outside. So I had to get somebody to help me to move it. And they said,
two men.
So anyway, the crystal told me to put it underneath the maple tree in the yard. And it was there. It sat there for years. It sat there when I opened that angel portal. And then one day I walked by and it said, hey, I want to move. And so I had to get somebody again and moved and put it against the house. And I really do believe that coordinated those energetics from the portal. But most importantly, when we started using that Andromeda etheric crystal, it drew those energies to our house, to our property. So, you know, what we've been given, there are no words to explain. Every step of the way, we weren't given anything. Some of the stuff we really had a hard time integrating or understanding. But if it was too difficult, it was left and then built on another day. But that that etheric crystal has been invaluable to all of us, especially at conference time, because the energetics are so high and refined.
So, of course, our last two winter solstices, you know, we've done a major, major service projects. And this past year, we brought in the New Earth Diamond. The New Earth Diamond had been brought in. The Love and Unity Template, it was brought in for ourselves, and then we placed it in the center of the earth. So that alone was huge. And then we were asked to assist increasing the frequency of that Love and Unity Template to the grid and those poles, so which are now operating at that 5%. And that was, well, every single one of these things are major things. And so, you know, this is, that template is now beautifully emitting, you know, in that fluctuating field. And for now, they don't want us to do anything else with that. They want us to leave it be. I think everyone's aware there's much afoot in the energetics on our planet. And they're saying we're entering a time of big changes. And so our job, what they're wanting us to do at this point, is to just hold all the frequencies that we have set in place as stably as we can. And one of the greatest gifts that we can give in service to the planet is in holding our own energetic fields as stably as we can, because what we do in turn affects the planet as well.
I did, talking about a service project, and I'm sure the council will talk to you about that in a few minutes, but they kind of want to put that on hold, not because the earth doesn't need it and humanity is really struggling, but because some of these foundations that we are about to put in play will really require our attention, and to be worried about the safety of the earth or the safety of humanity because of what is going on is, it really, it's going to be fine. People are going to have to step up and do what they came here to do. So we will put it on hold for a few months to allow us to put our attention where it needs to be. And then when we come back and we transmit at a whole different, in a whole different way, in a whole different frequency range that actually helps rather than stirs up more negativity, because the people, humans who are not awake, cannot receive what you're transmitting. And it stirs things up in the vein of that third dimension, which is separation and fear. And so it's safety, it's whatever. And so the light that we have transmitted, the light that has been absorbed into the collective consciousness and been very instrumental in awakening some that wouldn't have awakened for years. But for just now, for just a few months, they want to concentrate and want us to concentrate on us and our ascension process, because these next few sessions are really important sessions. So Milena and I wanted to, because when we asked about that, we actually have a group that really wants to work with the Earth's Merkaba field. So I asked, and they said, yes, eventually. However, the timing is not yet. And And a lot of you, and you've noticed this in your meditation time, you get things, a lot of information out of sequence or ahead of when the group is ready to actually make it usable. So this is one of those things. So I don't want these individuals to feel that everything is a no. It's just, we want you to know that that's a valuable project and we want you to do that. But we want you to do it in the sequence that the council has laid out for us. So if you could just be a patient a little longer, and know your time is coming. And when they start asking you to do things, you're going to say, I'm sorry, I asked. So, okay. Anything else, Melina?
Before we move to the next step, and the other thing they said, there are things at play that we cannot yet see. So, you know, so we're looking at it from our perspective, but there's a whole lot more going on that we're not aware of. So, and again, so be patient and they will let us know. So of all the things we've done, I mean, again, there's so many of them and they're just so magnificent. But last but not least is the upgrade to our beautiful, magnificent light temple vortex, our new crucible. And we talk about a game changer. And, you know, we've only been able to utilize it as a group just a couple of times so far. But it is beyond my ability to even describe to you how broad and how big this is and what it's this broader picture of what it's supposed to be. And so I'm sure they'll be revealing more and more as we go through this year. But I mean, that those frequencies and the vibrations of that and what it will be able to assist us individually and as a group to be able to accomplish is limitless.
Well, I do think that, you know, we encourage you to go into that new crucible on your own, because it's very beneficial to go in there and sit and meditate and call in the light and hold the light. Because in that meditation is very, very valuable in building and sustaining your life frequency. And because this is what this is all about now, it's all about holding consistently a certain level of light frequency. And when you fall below that, it's a learning curve. You can just say, oh, I missed the mark on that. And you know exactly where it is and how to change it. So sometimes we need those little jerks to make us realize that, we just missed the mark there. And next time I'll do better, or I can change it right now. So it's very beneficial to use that magnificent upgraded crucible for your own personal use when you meditate. Anything else, Elena?
No, I think of speaking of our crucible, maybe it's time to begin.
All right.
So everyone, kind of get in your, be in the center of your Merkaba vehicle. Take a couple of deep centering breaths. Be sure you're operating at that 150% frequency. Now let us travel to our beautiful light temple. And you can go to this, that beautiful crystalline staircase. Raising your frequency with each step. Let us enter this beautiful crystalline vortex of light. Cross the bridge into our huge gathering chamber and find your seat. Say hello to the many beautiful beings of light that are here to greet us. See those 12 columns light up as the Council of 12 makes their presence known.
We are the Council of 12, and we are here to be with you at this time. Actually, you are part of us as we are part of you, and that will become apparent as this time sequence goes on. We value what you have brought with you in your bodies, in your consciousness, and what you are able to do, not only for humanity, but for the earth. So you are a valuable member of this council. Now, we would like to talk to you today about this upgrade in the first triad, actually the first and second triad. We are not going to take you through each of the steps that you found in that review with the blue star tetrahedron, but just know that star tetrahedron is so valuable, as is the white star tetrahedron. That blue star tetrahedron holds all of the unlocked light templates that were put in play as the dimensions declined, and especially as the last eight declined for safekeeping so that they couldn't be discriminated with inappropriately. And the other thing is Sunat Kamara saved the earth from being totally destroyed by allowing, well, first of all, by holding that element of life, of love that was not going to be available to us very readily in third dimension, because that dimension is all about separation and fear. So it stands to reason that these light templates had to be sequestered in a very sacred place. And that sacred place that we had no knowledge of, you had no knowledge of in this current life, was in that blue star tetrahedron. And every iteration that you were able to unlock, and the ones that you will unlock in the next few years, are held there and the blue star tetrahedron is merged into the white, which is pure love and unity. That star tetrahedron resides also in your sacred heart, because that is who you are. That blue, that white star tetrahedron is in your Merkaba field to help feed your light body. So this blue star tetrahedron that we have brought back your attention to is definitely, since you received that, been upgraded tremendously by the state of who you are, and the state of your consciousness, and your state of ability to be the light being that you have become at the present moment. So today, all we are going to do is upgrade in the presence of the blue and the white star tetrahedron, that first triad. Now, you know, the first triad, those first four chakras relate to you in physical life. That whole complex, that whole iteration of the first triad relates to you as a human, also you as a being of light, growing magnificently in that light. So take a deep breath and visualize that triad spinning and spinning in that magnificent light that is now available to it, to you, and to all humanity. Previously, that spin was not near the light spin that it is today, because you are directing that spin in this magnificent Christed light. So as it spins and it spins and it rotates, the frequency of light is magnified tenfold from the very first time that you created it in your field. And that is because of you as a member of this Council of 12. What you brought into this time sequence in your physicality, in your presence. You commanded the spin to begin. And now you command it to spin at a much more refined frequency, which means in the end that it will be 10 times more effective as you use it. It is the base of the five triadic system. So now together, as members of the Council of 12, members of a vast brotherhood of light, command that first triad to spin at 100% light. The number is irrelevant. It is just the frequency of light that it is now spinning at. Deep breath. See the magnificent Christed light emanating in that spinning, spinning vortex. Now, let us go to the second triad. This is an invaluable creative triad. If you will remember, that triad allows you to compress undifferentiated light, creating a liquid light or a light that is very different in its consistency. It's a nectar. It is like a nectar of golden honey, which has a different purpose. And the purpose is to help the cell repair itself. So this triad is an invaluable creative vortex that you as a human are capable of using in a whole different way. It has been upgraded on numerous occasions, and the liquid light has been used in many applications. The nectar has been used very proficiently and has affected not only the cellular system, but the neurology of the body and the brain. At first, when you learned about this triad, you did not know that this triad was drawing from the vast reaches of the upper seven chakras, where the undifferentiated light resided, the light, the creative light of the all that is. You did not know that. You took it on faith and just drew in the light. You didn't know from whence it came. It wasn't until later that you learned of what undifferentiated light was and how you could inform in a body, could create form in a form. You still haven't achieved that, but we are hoping to rectify that situation. So let us now upgrade this second triad by spinning it, spinning it, and spinning it with light. The light that you hold. Give it the command as a member of the Council of 12 to spin this triad at 100% light. Spinning and spinning in this golden, golden vortex of Christed light. As it spins and spins, every rotation in that magnificent Christed light, notice how it begins to fold into the first triad and be unified with it, so that every application that you as a creator put in play through the compression of light, of undifferentiated light, and differentiated with purpose and intent, that it can be manifested at a physical level. So now, with that piece accomplished, we would like to discuss with you a pressing event that we must now bring forth to you and put in motion. This new series of teachings will involve many things, not only regarding your soul spirit, the communication between those two, vital parts of you. But now we have to include that physical body. Through the blue star tetrahedron, you have joined the physical chakras and the seven non-physical chakras. This was important for you to hold levels of light and have a unified expression within your energetic system. It opens great value in the communication between your soul spirit, so that that soul continually informs your body of its wisdom and its experience over many, many lifetimes. But it also draws from the perfection of your spirit and informs you, your consciousness, your body. We have done a lot of work and initiations over the years in regards to your light body. And you have been initiated several times into levels of light body, and you have been really great about using your light body, about diligently feeding your light body and increasing your light frequency. This is so important. All of these things that you have done in the last several years, every one of them, every step that you took was invaluable. And now we come to you, which we have said to you on a couple of different equations, but we haven't dwelled on it because you weren't ready to now take the step that we are leading you to take. And that is to alter your physical body out of fourth dimension into fifth dimension. Your physical body at a cellular and molecular level is a game changer. So when you use that second triad, you use it so effectively that at first it will frighten you. That second triad is an invaluable part of what the source of you gave to you when you embodied in your current form. And we talked about creating form and form. We cannot attempt to help you activate the fifth triad until we get some of this in play. And the process of changing your physical body into a fifth dimensional body, it requires of you to have a fifth dimensional body in order for you to have a fully functioning and active light body. So these are things we must attend to. So you will be using that second triad a lot to change your cells, to change yourself at a molecular level. Several years ago of your time, Metatron came to this specific group and said, your intention for coming into this embodiment was to change the body into a fifth dimensional body at a cellular and molecular level. And you could hardly believe what Metatron had just said to you. Some of you doubted it. Some of you are no longer with us because it was not your full path. But you are now at the juncture where it not only is needed, but it will be required for you to have more access to your light body in a functioning way. One of our members of this council, you know very well as Yeshua. Yeshua came into a very dense time in a fifth dimensional body. So you can imagine the difficulties of that life. After the crucifixion, when he came into that incarnation in a fifth dimensional body, his light body was not fully functioning until after the crucifixion. So once that was completed and he was in possession in his physicality with that light body and could travel in his Merkaba vehicle elsewhere so that he could come and go at his leisure for several years after that crucifixion. So this is your model. A member of our crucible, of your crucible, a member of your council of 12, who actually showed you the way, does not mean that you will be crucified. That has already been done. And we have moved beyond that. But it does mean that as we work with this light in these particular frequencies, that there will be certain implants that were put in play when you took on this body. They were put in play at the fall of Atlantis, when all the time locks were put in various places. But there were certain challenges that happened with the dark forces at that fall, because they had all but taken hold of the earth. And it was a Christed planet was slated to be totally destroyed. And Sunat Kamara, to there, the dark forces, the archons, surprise. Even though it had to be in third dimension, saved the beloved Christed planet. Now, those implants, just like the time locks, were still there. And as you hold certain frequencies of light, and this is not to make you fearful, because you must hold them, dear ones. You must. And you must change your physical body into a functioning fifth dimensional body with the full use of your light body. But as those dark imprints were part of the third dimensional world, part of a third dimensional body, at certain sequences of frequency of light, they will automatically open and you will have to work with them. Some of you have already experienced those openings. So what you are required to do is to first of all, reject them and break that bond or that particular imprint and say, I do not agree to this. I am no longer a citizen of the third dimension. I am a fifth dimensional being of light. And I feel the void. I remove the imprint. I fill the void with light. So these are things that you must know moving forward. So can you understand why we have asked you to put this service project that you have been so dedicated to performing on hold till we get this firmly in place with you? And you are well on your way of creating a better life, not only for humanity, but for the earth. Then it will be time to resurrect your service project in a much different way. And we look forward to that time when you will all participate in facilitating that, because you will be very capable of doing just that. Now, I know you have a lot of questions that you will have moving forward, but we will begin in the next session on the 12th of June of your time to continue with this conversation and put in place very direct exercises to begin this process. So until then, we have a bit of homework for you to practice. And that is that second triad function. So it will take some time to research where all of that material is in your file. But most of you remember, although you haven't used that process in quite some time, because we haven't been using it in our classes. But that is an essential process that you could benefit from. Many of you have aging bodies, and I assure you that this will be a great benefit at a cellular level. It not only the fact that you will have a fifth dimensional body, physical body, and a fully functioning light body. In this environment, by then, you will have all of those dark implants filled with light. It will not happen this year. The process, the foundation, as we have told you, began this year. It will take through at least the third year of this session, these sequences of teachings. However, you will make great strides and headway. Because not on the light packets, the changes to the DNA structure, the use of the second triad, the use of the third and fourth triad, where Zeon particles, not only Zeon particles that you have struggled with creating, but you will create those. And that is another game changer. But we will talk about those things in their proper time sequence. For now, use this second triad. Help your cellular system repair itself with the great golden nectar. Help your blood with the liquid light, streaming that through all of your blood system, through your heart, the functioning of your heart. stream it into all of your endocrinal system through your glandular system. So your glandular system functions not only efficiently, but coherently with the other glands in your body. So everything in the physical body is functioning coherently and in great light. This you will find. You have more energy. Your health is much different. Because some of these diseases that over the years humanity has struggled with cannot exist in a functioning light body or in a functioning fifth dimensional body. Will you still have anomalies occur? Yes. Will you still have some illness in the course of these changes that we are going to help you make? Yes. But you have a solution. You are a creator in form, and you are capable of creating form within form, which is creating a different cell or regenerating a cell, creating chemicals in your body, in your endocrinal system that support the function of your body. So practice this on simple little things. Do not have unexpected realizations. It is not going to happen overnight. It is a huge project in flux, in movement. But I assure you, you are so dedicated, you are so light-filled, that it will be accomplished. It will require a lot of your time and attention. So with that, beloveds, we will close this session, but we would like to close it from your sacred heart center. So take a deep breath as you sit in this magnificent crystal vortex of light that supports you immeasurably. All of the beings sending you great love and Christed energy within this crucible. Every member of this council of 12 join together, those in form and those of us who have long since ascended into realms of the all. Feel the Christed energy pulsing through every part of your body. Feel that Christed energy pulsing through every particle of your light body. See how brilliant your light body is at this very moment. You are a magnificent vision of light, beloveds. Do not ever let that escape from your notice. Blessings, beloveds. Until we meet again, blessings.